and you're listening to WUSF 89.7. Later this evening on Florida Matters, we'll meet people who consider food as their muse, from poets and chefs to book critics and bloggers. And in this preview right now, WUSF's Bobby O'Brien visits the kitchen of Tampa Bay Times cook reviewer Ileana Morales Valentine as she tests a recipe.
We are going to make some peanut sesame blondies with chocolate chunks. This is from My Two Souths. It's India meets the South.
How do we get started?
We are going to turn on the oven, 350, and I need to melt some butter, and we're going to toast some sesame seeds and chop some peanuts.
Do you come from a lot of cooking in your family background?
I will say that I've been a lifelong enthusiastic eater. I did not cook growing up. My mother, godmother, grandmother, everyone, they show their love through cooking. My mom had her go-tos. My family's Nicaraguan, so she would make gallo pinto and things like that that were traditional, but she never really taught me how to cook.
Do you have her recipe from that?
No, because she refuses to give me a recipe. She insists that I have to like be next to her and just watch what she's doing, which I need to do one of these days. So we are going to toast just a tablespoon of sesame seeds.
When you review a cookbook, how many of those recipes do you test?
Probably 1 to 3, and that gives you a good sense of the recipe writing. You know, cookbooks, of course, are about the recipes, but they're about a lot more than that.
That looks like Irish butter.
It is. It's just the Kerrygold's Irish butter. You can smell it. It smells really good. I think of cookbooks as a form of traveling, really. And when I go on a trip, I kind of travel to eat. I'm always scooping out where I want to go try, you know, in the morning for a bakery or go to a cool restaurant. So with cookbooks, I kind of get access to places that maybe I can't travel to right now. Okay, so we need 1 cup of light brown sugar, and that is going to beat in here with the melted butter. And then we're going to crack in a couple eggs, one at a time. See how it's lighter in color too?
Definitely. It's that egg white starting to fluff up.
Mm-hmm. Stop that for a second. Though I am tempted to always double the vanilla extract. There's one cookbook, I believe it came out last year, Huckleberry. And one thing she said is that there's usually never enough vanilla or salt in baked goods, so she always just doubles whatever the amount of vanilla is called for in a recipe. Okay, so now that we've got all our dry ingredients, the flour, baking powder, salt, we're just gonna mix that up. So we have an 8x8 cake or brownie pan, and we are just going to butter it. Spread the batter. Now the rest of our chocolate sesame seeds and peanuts are gonna go on top. We're gonna pop this in. What makes a good cookbook for me is it needs to have a point of view versus looking up something online, which you can get a recipe for anything you want online, but I like that a cookbook gives me context and it's someone who's more of an authority and more of a trusted source when I set out to try their recipe in the kitchen. Let me check on the brownies. They look pretty done to me. Oh, it's really pretty. The look at the sesame seeds is really cool.
I'll bet you that really helps with that taste.
They're really good. They're definitely a cakier brownie too.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm. I love the sesame.
It's really good.
No way. That's just not fair first thing in the morning, is it? You can get the full course of Food as Muse. That's on Florida Matters this evening at 6:30.